Bank of Cardiff, this is Ruben.
Hey Ruben, this is Dan Feist. You just gave me a call in my office?
Yes, how you doing, Daniel?
How you doing? Yeah, I'm not in my office, so I just checked my messages. But I'm glad you called, because I was going to call you guys in the next week or so.
Okay.
I'm very busy in my office. This is my, not my slow season, it's my big season.
Oh, nice.
So I'm getting a lot of, yeah, but I can use funding, definitely. It would help me out, but I don't know what you guys need from me.
So basically, we have all your information. So to get the ball rolling, I would just need your most recent 3 months of business bank statements, and then I can go from there.
Okay, so it'd be the same thing, same way, but you wouldn't need everything else, would you, since you already got me on file and all that stuff?
It really depends on every. Yeah, it really depends on every. Everyone is different, but for the most part, usually since we do have a lot of your stuff already, it's the second time around is a lot more smoother. So after we get those statements, I can kind of let you know what we would need from there. But more than likely, it'll be a lot less.
You know my balance?
Yeah, let me get that for you. One sec. What type of business do you have? Do you do like ticket sales or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still working on a website, still working on this, but it's been kicking ass lately because of all the concerts, and now you got the baseball teams in playoffs, you know, and it's starting to really kick in, but, I mean, my receipts are okay. I mean, I got to be in the 15s and 20s in a month at least, and I know this month's big, last month was bigger.
Right.
You know, I'm starting to get into my slow season, but I wanted to explain that to my, you know, people that are doing my loan, that I had a slow season in July.
Right.
That's the whole thing. I wouldn't want to give you receipts in July. I'd rather do August, September, and October, you know, or October's not even really done yet, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know, I could still do it. But
yeah, well,
you might not see much.
Yeah, yeah, because they're still in October, so we would just need, you know, September, July, and June. Those would work. But let me just get your balance for you, so you have an idea where you're at. Do you have an idea of what amount you're looking for?
As much as you guys can.
Okay. So we'll do that.
I mean, I can't put a number. I mean, I had a $27,000 plus interest, I think I had last time.
Yeah, so you were at $20,500. So your current balance right now, you're at $15,000 and around $15,200.
So that's half the loan right now?
You're at 45%, so a little less than half.
$15,000, okay. All right, so what do you normally do when you have half the loan done, you know, like, if I have the receipts to show that I'm doing fine and everything else, and I've never been late on any payment, good.
Yeah.
I mean,
so usually we just kind of do the same thing we did the first time and resubmit for a refinance, and usually what we're able to do is free up 10 to 15% of your sales. So, I can't really, you know, give you solid numbers until I actually see your statement. So if you're able to, you know, send those over to me, I can run the numbers for you, and then within 48 hours, I can have a few options for you. But generally, it's pretty much the same thing as the first time. We free up, you know, 10, 15% of your sales. So we'll pay off, you know, it's a refinance. So we'll pay off this, and then whatever is left over, that's what you'll net. So, you know, we can go over the numbers once I get your statements in, and then I have a few options for you.
Okay. All right. I don't know if I can get you that today because I'm not in the office. I'm not going to get back to my office until like 5 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. No worries. Whenever you can, send them over.
Did you email me your information?
Yeah, I have. Just to make sure, it's df512@msn.com.
Yeah, that's the information. Oh. Just if you sent it over, just send me the information. So I'll probably fax it over.
Yeah.
trying to do all those pages.
Okay.
On a computer, it's just I had my girl try to do it, and it all screwed it all up. And
yeah, it gets tricky.
I mean, it's only about 20 pages anyway. That's not much. It's really just really taking a looking at my statements and everything else in a month. Everything else is the same. Nothing's changed in the business in the last 4 months. So.
Okay.
I would want to put down. I don't even know what number to put down. How much I would need. I would probably leave it up to you guys and say he needs max of what we can give him.
Yeah, and so, we can do that. We can try for max, and then as well as a max term if you want something a little longer to stretch your daily payment out a little bit.
I would. That's another thing. The payment was $199. I would stretch that out. I mean, I only had what was my first one? A year or 6 months?
The one that I see here, you have a 10-month term, and then the daily payment says for $131.
$131?
Yeah.
I thought it was, I guess it wasn't. I guess that's the other one. I was thinking maybe it was the other one.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was $199.
I can double check when I get your statement, but it should be around 131.
132, I think it was.
Okay.
I don't have nothing in front of me. I'm not in my
office. Yeah. No worries.
How long are you going to be in the office today, Phil?
I'm in San Diego, so I'll be here another 8 hours today, so you got some time.
All right, so you're gonna be there till like 4 or 5 o'clock your time.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so that's fine. That's 7. I'll be in my office around 2:30.
Okay.
2:30 your time. So what I'll do is I'll take a look at everything, touch base with you. If I can get out all the information to you, I will. If I can't, it'll definitely be tomorrow. And then
okay.
Because I actually wanted to do this next week. Because I am going away. I have to see what happens. Is like when the Dodgers in San Francisco are playing right now.
Yeah.
I want to go to the sites and sell the tickets, but they're hot right now, especially with the Giants coming back and winning yesterday. So.
Oh yeah, it was a good game.
So it's great for me because it's great business. As long as they keep going with games, I'm selling the tickets for high amounts.
Right.
Which is doing really good for me. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I need to make sure that everything's taken care of. So, all right. So, I'll contact you and go from there. Okay.
All right, Daniel. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Have a good one. Bye bye.